in your own way and in your own time. You can choose to just let go to some deep, deep mindful breaths. Letting go of anything that isn't complete ease and comfort. And in this moment, you might choose to become aware of the sounds around you or lack of sounds around you. You might also begin to notice the feeling of your clothes against your skin or the rising and falling of your chest. And if you can do all of this, you might just begin to feel those first signs of comfort and ease. That's right. And as you let go of your attachment to the outside world, you can choose to focus on the inside world. Maybe that might be the rhythm of your breathing, or the stillness in your legs, or the slight movement in your eyelids. And as you become aware of that slowing rhythm of your breathing, you might also become aware that everything changes. In fact, the reality is, you cannot not change. And for us to change, evolve, and grow, we have all had to let go of who we once were to become who we are now and who we want to be. Because in every moment of every day, we have the opportunity to learn from our past and do differently for ourselves now. The ability to let go of something that doesn't serve you in order to become absorbed in something that does gives you freedom and choice. It allows you to choose your point of attention. So as you choose to let go of anything that isn't complete comfort and ease, you can become more absorbed in the stillness and neutrality or of whatever you experience, of everything in your life. You get to choose to let go of something in order to pick up something else. And for us to learn to do this, we need to learn to have that understanding of what we get to control and what we don't. And majority of us, this is something that we need to learn. Because the boundaries of what we get to control are found within the borders of our skin. Everything within you and what you get to respond to the world. Because as much as that would make life easier, we don't get to control anything or anyone outside of ourselves. At best, we can influence. All that we get to control in life are ourselves, our responses to our experiences that come our way, and how much time and attention we're giving to certain thoughts and feelings. Because the outcome of our reality comes down to what we give the most time and attention to. And we all have the ability to choose to focus on what we can do, what we can't do, as well as choose to notice what we notice and not notice what we don't notice. But what we choose to focus on and give time and attention to is up to us, is it not? If I was to ask you to become aware of the top of your head and then the tip of your toes, you're only going to do that if you choose to, not because I told you to. Majority of us don't have the understanding of the true control that we have over our experiences. A majority of us don't take the time to reflect on how much we navigate that is truly out of our control each and every day. And if I was to ask you to go to the beach, to stand in front of the biggest wave you could and tell it to stop, what would happen? The wave doesn't stop. We go for a tumble. There is such immense skill found within our daily tasks. Because in life, we're only anxious until we're not anxious. Everything we do in life has a pattern and process. Anxiety is something that we have learned to help us manage and cope within our experiences. But it's important to remember that you can exist without anxiety, but anxiety can't exist without you. And if you picture yourself back in the waves, often I'll ask clients, what are you doing when you're out in the surf or when you're in the ocean, knowing that you don't get to control the waves that come? You focus on you, what you can do, that simple next step in front of you, and you give the emotion a response. Because majority of us have learnt to worry or think our way out of a situation. But it's important to remember that life doesn't respond to our thoughts or worries. It responds to the actions that we take. Because thinking, ruminating, and worrying about a feeling can make us feel better. But ultimately, it doesn't lead us to change or deal with the behaviour in the present. Because as much as we would like to, we don't get to avoid change, discomfort, or uncomfortable times in life. But we can learn to manage this by focusing on what we can do and that simple next step in front of us. And as an example of this, when we learn to cross the road, we don't safely cross the road by putting our hands over our eyes and starting to walk. We have learnt to create a way to manage what we can do around something we don't get to control. But we have to remember in life that the world doesn't promise safety. It is how we learn to live in the world and work through and create contingencies and strategies to help us focus on what we can control around what we don't get to. And in times we can find ourselves listening to that non-helpful voice that can tell us not so nice, supportive, or helpful things. And in times where this voice pops up for me, I like to give it the voice of a chipmunk. Or I picture that voice the bottom of a deep, deep, and even deeper ravine. The further I choose to walk away, the quieter it gets. Or I picture that voice as a barking dog tied to a tree. Once more, as I continue to walk away, that voice begins to lessen. Because in life, it's important to understand it's how we learn to respond to our emotions and feelings and the part that we play within our experiences. Everything you know now, you once had to do and try for the first time, and that was once in the uncertain space in front of you. You messed up, you slipped up, you got it wrong and went through a process of trial and learning to bring it to fruition. You either taught it by someone else, or you went through that process of trial and learning yourself to once more bring you a skill that you know now. We will only ever be as good at something based on the time and attention we place onto it. And it's also important to understand what we get to do with our emotions and what we don't. And an example of this that I like to give is called the filing cabinets. When we're in a state of anxiety or worry, we're out of the moment. So in this moment, I'd like to picture 3 filing cabinets, including a past drawer, a present drawer, and a future drawer. In a time when we're worried or ruminating, those files are everywhere. So it's important for us to file where those emotions and feelings and thoughts actually need to go. Our past drawer holds every experience up until this exact moment. As much as we would like to, we don't get to fix, change, or control the past because it's done. We need to learn to put a big brick wall between ourselves and our past, not to act like our past didn't exist or that what went on was fair, just, or acceptable, because life often isn't. But we need to learn to understand that the only thing we get to do for the past is learn from it and do differently for ourselves today. This drawer is not your baggage. It is your toolkit. Focusing on our present drawer, this is the only drawer that we get to work out of. This drawer holds everything that you can do, all of your own individual skills, and what you get to control. And that is within you and the choices that you make to respond to yourself and be responsible for your own needs and feelings. This drawer helps us to turn that future what if into a what can I do? And that could be in a time that you're feeling heightened to just stop, pause, and breathe. Right there, you have offered yourself a different, more supportive choice in that moment. That future drawer tends to be our most creative one, as we are naturally creative humans. But it's important to remember that this drawer should be practically empty. What we want to put in this drawer is the foresight for our future self. We don't get to control what the future brings or what gets to come our way, just like those changing waves. All we get to do is respond. However, we create the foundation for our future by what you do and choose now. Even if we have good information to back our thoughts and feelings, anytime we go into this is going to happen tomorrow or this is what it's going to look like, we're by definition in our imagination. Because everything you anticipated yesterday to happen tomorrow and now your experiences of today, and often ever, if ever, happen the exact way that you assume them to. Because once more, our thoughts and beliefs will change with information that comes our way. So it's important for us to learn to discern what thoughts and feelings are worth listening to and which ones are worth ignoring. And in those times that I'm feeling heightened or overwhelmed, I'm mindful to stop, pause, and breathe. Look on and above the horizon and focus on that one simple next step forward. And for yourself, I don't know whether you've chosen to take on what I've said or what I haven't said. But now I'm going to give you a minute of clock time to bring back with you, integrate and assimilate that which will help you to move forward and focus on what you can do in the here and now as you hear me now. And that begins now. Take time to take away with you what is supportive. Focus on that one simple next step in front of you, whilst recognizing that you can be anyone you want to be. Can you do this? Yes, you can. And as I said earlier, the best way to predict the future is to create it by what you do and choose now. And when you know this to be true, feel free in your own way and in your own time to slowly come back to. Circulation returning, becoming more aware of your breathing, and then when you're ready, you can slowly come back.